the sun goes, that's the sound of sunshine.
Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, Simmons Bank, Texas County Memorial Hospital, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Video live stream for tonight brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
And a very good Saturday, soggy, rainy day in November. It is Class 2 semifinal high school football in the state of Missouri. The Liberty Eagles hosting the number one team in Class 2, the undefeated Class 3 defending state champions, Blair Oak Falcons. Liberty got here by defeating that old nemesis, the Lamar Tigers, last Saturday. Blair Oak's no stranger to playing in quarterfinal, semifinal state championship football games. They are loaded. They're in the white, trimmed out in green. The Liberty Eagles will be in the black and navy blues, trimmed out in white and red. Coin toss will be coming up here in just a little bit, and we'll get this contest underway, and it is a soggy, soggy Saturday in Mountain View, Missouri. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Chowning, running the camera, Ricky Smith, and ladies and gentlemen, it is time for some high school football.
Final four, baby, final four.
Last night, St. Pius X, Festus, defeated Monroe City
40-36.
So, St. Pius X is who will be the opponent for either Blair Oaks or the Liberty Eagles. Of course, Liberty has definitely had the harder road, and you could say the same for Blair Oaks. I think the stiffer competition has been on this side of the bracket. This is going to be a slobber knocker. Of course, you cannot take anything away from Blair Oaks. They don't have players going both ways. They got an offense. They got a defense. Their defense is rock solid. The strength of their defense is that D-line, but their secondary is one of the best high school secondaries I have seen in my 35-plus years of doing this. They are very, very good. They're physical. They're fast. They're big, and they're well-coached. They're not penalized very much. They are a really good high school football team. Now, the Liberty Eagles, hey, they've been doing this now. They've kind of gotten on a roll. They've gotten hot. They made the quarterback change week 6, and Graham Toon took over, and it kind of freed some things, opened some things up offensively. But today, Tyler, today's not going to be an air attack. Today is going to be north and south. Today is going to be mano a mano. Today is going to be a day where you just line up. It's going to be a rugby game. It's going to be a scrum. I would think.
It's nasty. I agree with you 100%. This game's going to be played between the tackles on both sides of the ball. You're looking at probably, on paper, the two best defenses in the state. The state right now. But, I mean, definitely Class 2.
Yeah.
But Class 1, Class 2, all the way up, probably even up into the Class 4.
Well,
both teams have given up less than 10 points per game.
Yes.
Across, you know, for the full
13
season, for, yeah,
13 games.
So,
the thing about it, Blair Oaks is averaging like 56 point something points a game, I believe.
53. Yeah, they average 53 a game, where Liberty's averaging right about 39.
So
I mean, that's, you know, this is the only matchup of this year that Liberty has faced a defense that's given up less points than them and an offense that has, that averages more points than them.
Well, and you know, a lot of people, I've caught coffee shop talk, well, Blair Oaks hasn't played anybody. I would slap you upside the head. Blair Oaks has played up every week except for districts. Blair Oaks is playing Class 3, Class 4 schools. And, you know, you look at the win-loss record. Well, okay, look at Liberty's schedule. Look at who they played. So that is hogwash. Stop saying that. Stop thinking it. It is pointless.
And, I mean, Blair Oaks was the undefeated Class 3
state champion
last year.
And they did that without their top two running backs, 21, Hayden Lackman, he's a senior this year, and 23, Braden Dapkus.
And even last week, you know, they go into,
Their starting quarterback, all-state quarterback.
Yeah, he goes down the fifth play of the game for concussion protocol last week. The backup comes in,
Brady Burr
comes in, and they win 55-6 with the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the depth of this Blair Oaks team is pretty incredible.
Well, it is a hill to climb. Mother Nature, I don't know. Have they evened the playing field? Well, Liberty is a passing team. They like to throw the ball. Blair Oaks is there. I mean, they run the most, but they can pass. You know, Liberty has got some teams where it's like, well, if you can up on them and you force them to pass, you pretty much got it.
Yeah.
Well, but not, you know, not Blair Oaks.
In that is a normal, outlook. But this field is a sloppy jalopy here today.
Yes.
So, I mean, and this is the first time in 2 years, I think, Blair Oaks played on grass.
Yeah. Well, so, buy some Tide, you know, buy stock in Tide. Because,
so here we go.
And the kick, it's a line drive. And
get in the end zone. Get in the end zone.
It does not get in there.
It does.
Okay, it does. It does.
Woo-hoo. That stopped on the goal line.
The last roll got it onto the goal line. So that was close to disaster right there. And that's something, you know, Liberty hopefully paying attention. That's something that both teams, you're going to have to use the conditions to help you. You know, just like that kicking off. The ball's going to hit, and it's going to, for golfers out there, you know, you're gonna get what you hit. There isn't gonna be any carry. There's not gonna be any rollout today. First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. Working out of the pistol. They'll go with 2x2. Rutledge in the backfield. Motion coming across is Roberts. Roberts comes back where he came from. Snap taken. Hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge goes right up the gut and he'll pick up a couple. And it will bring up 2nd and 8. And there's not a whole lot I would change from that. Pound it. I'm sure you know, Blair Oaks, that's kind of what we're going to see out of them.
Yeah, you're going to see that on both sides of the ball here today.
2nd and 8. Ball is moved out to the 22-yard line on, again, a cloudy, rainy. The rain's probably going to end by the time we get to the second quarter. I think the rain's going to be moved out of the area. 2nd and 8. Shotgun, split to the left, Rutledge, and they're going to hand it off to the wing back, and he is gobbled up for nothing.
That's Roberts.
It's one of those days when, you know, you just got to go. If you try to stutter, step,
the field conditions are not going to be favorable for any kind of cut. I mean, you're just going to have to commit.
Oh, yeah, if you're watching the live stream, refresh it, and it'll come back up. Well, Ricky lost the internet for a second. Okay, it's 2nd and 9, a loss of a yard on the play, trips to the left. Blair Oaks, 3 down linemen, 35 defense, motion coming out. Now it's going to be a sideline pass, caught by Parker Toon, well defended, and he's going to be tackled for about a 3-yard gain, and it'll bring up 4th and long. Punting situation for the Liberty Eagles.
Made by Andrew Halter.
Hofford makes the tackle for the Falcons. Back to punt. Sawyer Morris. Low snap. Punt is off. It's a low one, and it's out of bounds. Going to be great field position for the Blair Oak Falcons, and that is not what you wanted out of Liberty's special teams right there. Ball kind of come off the side of the foot of Sawyer Morris, and, you know, right now, if you're Blair Oak, you're in four-down territory, and if it was Liberty, I would say the same thing.
Yep.
In these kinds of conditions, if you're inside the 40, or if you're at the 40-yard line and in your opponent's territory, you got four downs to get the first,
especially with offenses like both teams have.
Liberty's going to go with three down linemen. Blair Oak empty out of the shotgun. And it's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle, spins out of one tackle, and is going to be brought down at the 20. And that is Tyler Backs.
About a 15-yard gain there.
Right up the gut. And Blair Oaks, they will run a up-tempo offense. Single wing, two receivers to the right, double tight end. Coming across, Lackman. And now Lackman will get the handoff, running off the left side. He's gobbled up. He'll pick up three on the carry. He'll bring up second and seven. But again, Blair Oaks in four-down territory. Whether they score or not, they flip the field.
Yes.
Blair Oaks will hurry up to the line of scrimmage. And again, Dapkus is the wing back, but they're going to go trips to the right. And it's going to be another quarterback draw, and Dax is brought down shy of the 10 to about the 12-yard line, and it'll bring up third and short.
Pick up about six on that.
Third and a short three, a long two. Backs out of the shotgun. Two tight ends. Wing goes in motion. 21, Blackman gets the handoff. Goes straight up the middle. He'll pick up the first down. First and 10. First and goal, I should say, now for the Falcons. Well, here's where the Liberty defense needs to get stout.
Well, in this first drive, Backs has just pretty much put this team on his back and said, let's giddy up and go here.
Senior All-State quarterback. False start. Encroachment of Liberty. No, it's going to be offside Liberty. So 5-yard penalty. Now it just makes it first and goal from about the
four,
just inside the five, yeah. 8:20 to go in the first. No score. Liberty had a chance. They went three and out. Blair Oaks with great field position. Snap, and they'll hand it off to the wing back. And touchdown, Blair Oaks. And that's Hayden Lackman out of that wing position, able to punch it in. Blair Oaks on the board first.
Five plays. Five running plays.
Yeah, they're not going to throw it much at all. I mean, they're well aware of the conditions, and it's going to be a day when you just pound it on the ground. And Blair Oaks will get the football to start the second half as well. Extra point attempt. Here comes a snap. It's good. The hold is good. The kick is good, and it's 7-0. Blair Oaks, we'll take a break. We'll come back with kickoff. You're listening to semifinal Class 2 High School Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park City.
All right, welcome back. The Blair Oak Falcons score first. They had great field. Actually, that started inside the 40, didn't it? About the 35?
Yeah, it was about the 30. Yeah, right around the 30, 35.
So Blair Oaks punches it in. They lead 7-0, 8:08 to go here in the first, set to kick it off again. They did a line drive last time that just barely made it for a touchback. Eagles will send three back deep to return. Kick is up, and it will be caught. It's going to be returned, and looking for some running room is nice job by
Melby.
He brings it out to the 35, so Liberty with a little breathing room here. First and 10 for the Eagles. Checking in for Liberty, Wyatt Cox. So will we see Wyatt in the backfield? Sawyer Moore stays on the sideline. He'll be checking in soon, though, I would assume.
Wyatt's going to be in that little
tight end or the
wing back.
Yeah. Pistol formation. Snap. And they're going to hand it off to Rutledge. And Rutledge, he'll get two or three on the carry right up the gut. And it'll bring up second, and again, he picks up two. He'll bring up second and 8. 7:45 on the clock here in the first. Blair Oaks scores on their first drive. They lead 7-0. Eagles will come out same formation. Out wide to the far side is Melby. And again, they hand it off to Rutledge, and Rutledge is met behind the line of scrimmage. Blair Oaks getting a really good push there at the D-line. Wyatt Liberty, 42, the junior outside linebacker, really able to get pressure there. And a loss of two brings up third and 10. Six. 57 to go in the first, 7-0. Blair Oaks, Eagles will come out with trips to the right. Inside receiver, Parker Toon, middle receiver, Roberts. Outside is Melby, rolling, looking downfield, stutter step. Now he's got to toss it. He's going to be wrapped up. He's able to get rid of the football. He's outside the tackle box, and it'll bring up fourth and 10, another punting situation for the Liberty Eagles. That's the thing. In these conditions, the advantage, you know, a lot of people say, well, the offense knows what the play is. They know where they're going. The defense doesn't. Well, Blair Oaks right now, they're given a big cushion to where they don't have to plant and cut and do a bunch of stuff to where Liberty's receivers, you know, to get open, you got to make that move, and it's going to be really hard to find your footing. Punting situation. And over end putt. Fair catch called at the 43-yard line of Blair Oaks. Again, field position is everything.
Oh, they
42.
They marked that back.
Oh, it's a 30.
The 37?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
He caught it right here, didn't he?
He caught it standing like right on the 40.
Yeah. First and 10, Blair Oaks. Tyler Bax, the senior quarterback. He's an all-stater. He'll go empty. They got a wing back to the left, coming in motion, and he'll get the handoff, looking to find a hole outside. Nothing there. Liberty gobbles him up. No gain. Good job by the Eagles. And that was Melby coming up to make that play. Second and 10. Out wide now for Blair Oaks. Cooper Peters, number 30, to the near side. Trips to the left. Bax takes the snap. Drops back. Will he run it? Nope, he's going to throw it.
Wide
and it's
open.
Caught right in the middle of the field. Nice catch. And that's 23. Brady Dapkus with the catch. Tackle made by Parker Toon.
About a 23-yard pass there.
Well, Bax has got all kinds of time in the backfield. Liberty's not able to get any pressure back there to him. Trips to the left, deuces to the right. Looking, little sideline pass to the right side. Now it's going to be chased down, wrapped up and it's going to be a gain of about four, maybe five. Kind of a short pass, a little extended running play. But the key to all that, Tyler, is backs. He's got,
there's no pressure. Yeah, there's no pressure at all.
Second and five for Blair Oaks at the Liberty 35-yard line. Another quick little pass to the side, dropped, incomplete. So Blair Oaks is going to use those little swing passes as an extended run play.
Just to try to get outside.
Yeah. Third and five, but again, Blair Oaks, they're in four down territory. They don't need it all right here. Look for a back QB draw. Empty backfield. Back to pass, looking downfield, going to take a shot across the middle. Broken up.
Defense.
Great play. And that is
Robert. I wasn't sure. I couldn't see who was getting up out of there.
It'll be hard to make the numbers out before it's all
said
and done. But that was Kyle Roberts, and it's going to bring up fourth and five. And Blair Oaks will go for it. Big defensive play right here from the Liberty Eagles. Just under 5 minutes to go. 4:59. Clock is stopped with the incomplete pass. 7-0, Blair Oaks. Empty backfield for back. Motion coming across is Lackman. And they're going to do another short pass, and it's caught by Lackman, who tripped out of the backfield. Or no, that's 23. Excuse me. Stapkus again with the catch.
Pick up about seven right there.
And a new set of downs. Tyler Max. Has a shotgun. And he's going to be a quarterback draw. He's going to be brought down, a gain of probably seven on the play, so it'll bring up second and three. So many weapons the Falcons have. Who do you stop? Number five is a big playmaker, Rackers. Backs again out of the shotgun on second and four, picked up six. And they'll hand it off to 21, who's trying to get behind the slew of blockers. And Lackman will pick up two, and it's going to bring up third and two. Checking out, Glasscock comes out. Checking in is Wyatt Cox. Eagles, two down defensive linemen. Motion right to left, and we've got a whistle. A penalty, that could be a false start, possibly, on Blair Oaks. It is. So that will back it, but again, Blair Oaks, they're in four down territory. They don't need it all right here. If they can pick half of it up or more, they'll be happy. 3:35 to go in the first, 7-0, Blair Oaks. Blair Oaks has it, third and seven at the Liberty 25. Backs empty, and he's going to run it himself up the middle.
God,
big hole opens. Good job. Well, they just neutralized, retuned. They took him completely out of the play.
Yeah, that push, the push that the offensive line is getting for them right now is... they're already into the second and third level.
Yeah. So first and 10, Blair Oaks. 3:10 to go here in the first. Blair Oaks has the football just inside the 15 at the Liberty 14-yard line. Single wing. Blackman takes the handoff. He's going to run it up the gut. Wrapped up. It's a scrum, and the play is blown dead after about a 2-yard gain.
Going to pick up about two.
Second and eight. Ladies and gentlemen, this field should be chewed up mud.
It's awful.
Second and eight. Backs has Lackman in motion. Takes snap. Now Lackman's going to, Dak's going to, woo, big shot. He got rocked.
That's Hayden Oziah there with the big hit.
Big hit at the 10, and it's going to bring up third and six. 2:10 to go in the first. 7-0. Blair Oaks. Back looking at third and six. He's going to throw it. Now he's going to run it. And he gobbled up. He's sacked. That time the Liberty D-line was able to get pressure. And I believe that was Oziah again that shot through. Yep, Hayden was able to get the pressure and the sack. And it's fourth and seven.
There's a big defensive stand there by the Liberty D-line.
You need another one right here. 1:38 to go. Trips to the right, deuces to the left. Back to throw, looks to the middle of the field. Incomplete, and the Liberty defense makes a stand. Blair Oaks turns it over on down.
Inside the red zone, big defensive stand right there to keep this game 7-0.
Two big plays by Hayden Oziah, though, was
yes.
the difference.
Yes.
Now can the Liberty offense get something going? Graham Toon comes in. Coming out for a breather is Jasper Melby.
Liberty needs to find some offense here just to kind of give you something to build on going into this first half.
Eagles will go with double wing, pistol, two receivers, one on each side. Motion, and they're going to hand. Nope, it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Good job.
Parker
with the carry, and he's
going to lose about one
yard. Can't hesitate, boys and girls. You cannot hesitate. You've got to go. You've got to go.
Even on a good field, this defense, you cannot hesitate.
You got
to
go.
You have to attack, and you got to attack quick.
A loss of a yard on the play. It's going to bring up second and 11. Graham Toon checks in now. 1 minute to go in the first. 7-0 is your score. Blair Oaks with the lead. Eagles will go with the bunch formation to the right. Now motion sends out four receivers. They'll be in the bunch. Snap taken. It's going to be a wide receiver. Oh, where's the flag right there, ladies and gentlemen? That was way, way early. Pass was intended for Parker Toon. Parker was hit, no flag. Crowd agrees. So it brings up third and 11. Seven to zero, 42 seconds to go in the first.
They're going to have a timeout, Liberty here.
And Blair Oaks, what they've been able to do, and it started with Liberty's punt early that went off. They flipped the field.
Yeah, I mean, we've played on
Liberty's side.
Liberty's half of the 50, the majority of this first quarter.
Well, and other than the 30, starting at the 37.
But two plays, and we were already
right
across, and it was off to the races then.
So timeout to Liberty. We'll take 30 seconds. Come right back. It's semifinal plus two football on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Big play right here. Third and 11 for the Liberty Eagles. Bunch trips to the right. Graham Toon and the shotgun. Drops straight back. Pressure from the blind side.
Got it.
And it's caught by Rutledge. Rutledge picks up the first down. Lowers his shoulder. The drive stays alive.
Right at the stick, depending on where they mark him.
They got him at the 20.
Right at the 20. And the stick's going to be right at the 21.
Yep. So if you're Liberty, if you go for it, this could be everything right here. And Liberty's going to go for it on fourth and one. Fourth and one. Rodriguez is going to check in. Play clock down to 13. Liberty's still undecided what they're going to do. They're going to punt. Sawyer Morris. boots it off. Much better punt. No one back to receive. But again, even at that, it's first and 10 for Blair Oaks at their 47. Flipping the field.
And, we're punting into the wind this first quarter.
Blair Oaks with 27 seconds to go in the first. They lead 7-0. They've had the better of the field position here in the first quarter. Normal conditions, you might see Liberty go for it on fourth and one. But maybe.
Yeah, but, yeah.
First quarter. Backs takes the snap, drops back to pass, looking downfield. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Now he's rolling, looks downfield, and he finds number five, Brendan Brackers. Blair Oaks isn't afraid to throw it. I was like, run it.
Yeah, that's about a 14-yard pickup there.
What do I know? I'm saying run it. Blair Oaks throwing it. First and 10 at the Liberty 39. The big key, though, is the fact, and that's the end of the first. Blair Oaks O-line has done a fantastic job.
They set the tone from the first play from scrimmage. That offensive line is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we said a couple times, they're getting pushes that you're second, third level deep on a, on a simple draw play.
Yeah, they're getting a big push.
Yeah, I mean, the push up front has been incredible for that Blair Oaks team.
7-0, Blair Oaks after one. We're coming back with the second. It's Liberty Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
First and 10 for Blair Oaks at the Liberty 39. Backs out of the shotgun. Motion by Lackman. Another quick pass. Lackman on the right side is going to be the lead blocker. Catch is made. I think that was number 23, Dapkus.
Pick up about three on that.
Second and seven. So Liberty rotating players in and out. Coming out this go around, Brian Thompson, 56. Or is that 58? Yeah, 56. Thompson comes out. Second and six. Backs goes empty, trips to the left, and it's going to be a quarterback draw right up the middle.
Goodness.
A loose football, though. Liberty strips the ball, and I think Backs is able to come back up with it.
Yeah, Reed Toon had a handful of football on that when he pulled him down.
Well, Andrew Holt, 73, he is a road grader. Getting big pushes. And it's first and 10 at the Liberty 21. Here's a jet sweep trying to get outside. Boom, upended. Not much there for Brendan Rackers, but he does pick up positive yardage, and that's one thing. Most of Blair Oaks' plays, they're getting something positive.
Yes.
Second and seven. Ball is just inside the Liberty 20. Rain, I believe, for the most part, it has stopped.
Kind of slacked off here.
Now it's just going to be windy, cold, and muddy. Backs will take the snap with the clap of the hands, and it's going to be another quarterback draw up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up by Wyatt Cox, but not before Backs takes it to the inside the 15 to the 13-yard line, so it's going to be third and two.
That quarterback draw is just killer. I mean, that between the tackles, that offensive line is just manhandling.
Yeah,
Liberty's defensive front right now.
Lackman in motion. He fakes the pass. He's going to run it, and he'll pick up the first down. Oziah got knocked down was taken out by Hayden Lackman. Good job by him. And it's going to be first and goal now for the Falcons. 7-0. We are here in the second, 9:45 to go in the half. Semifinal, Class 2 football. Blair Oaks, number one team in the state all year long in Class 2. Motion, they fake the jet, back to pass, looking to the middle of the field, incomplete.
Boy, they really, really like that tight end drag right down the seam. That's the third or fourth time they've targeted that route. You've got a big body. I'm trying to see the number. It's so muddy.
The receiver?
Yeah, the receiver.
That was number five again, Rackers.
23.
Was it? Oh,
yeah,
23. Dapkus.
He's such a big target going right down the seam.
Second and goal. Trips to the right. Motion from the right to left. And thinking about the draw, getting outside. Now he's got running room, zips it. Incomplete. Boy, he was wide open.
Yes,
too.
He was.
Liberty had three defenders all together.
Yeah, and they were.
And there was no white jerseys.
Yeah, they were on an underneath route, and it's like, boy, is there somebody camped in
behind you? 7-0, 9:23. Blair Oaks, third and goal. Ball at the Liberty 9-yard line.
Big defensive stand here.
Yep. 2x2. Tied in to the right. Motion from right to left. Dak takes the snap. Looks. Floats
there
one
it is
over
again.
The top. And wide open. And Reed Toon, probably the middle linebacker, was supposed to stay flow to the back, but Liberty, that offense is getting behind the Liberty defense.
Yeah, that was a touchdown there by Cooper Peters. And in that same tight end drag, you know, just going right down the seam. And just nobody has accounted for him. He's wide open, 9-yard touchdown pass.
9-18, 13-0, Blair Oaks here in the first. Extra point attempt is on the way. Kick is up. And it's good. 14-0. Blair Oaks. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
All right, welcome back. 14-0. Blair Oaks scores again. 9:18 to go in the half. Blair Oaks will get the football to start the second half. Liberty needs to put together a sustaining drive here on this possession. They need some points.
And, I mean, you know, we went at TE. We've talked all week. This Blair Oaks team is as advertised.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're very nasty.
Squib kick, and it's going to be picked up by, I believe, Parker Toon. And Parker's going to try to get outside, picks up what he can, brings it to the Liberty 30-yard line. Nice block by Liberty there to give Ellett with the block, gave Parker about three more yards, spotted at the 31, first and 10. 9:12 to go in the half. 14-0, Blair Oaks. See if Liberty will try some short passes, slants, that, you know, more controlled passing game. 2x2, Blair Oaks showing blitz, motion Parker, and Parker will get the handoff. Now he's able to bounce it outside, makes the spin, and he'll bring it across the 35.
Pick up about five there.
Yep, second and five for Liberty.
Five.
you know, it's like an inside trap play, but it's coming from a wide receiver who's in motion. Second and five. Sawyer Morris goes out wide to the far side. Blair Oaks given nice cushions if you can get rid of it quick. Back to pass. Graham going to look, and he finds his target. First down.
Jasper Melby.
That was real close, though, to being knocked away.
Which a 10-yard pass there.
Austin Milges, 22, he had the almost was able to bat it down for Blair Oaks, but
Melby coming off of his probably the most effective game that he's had all season I forgot about week one.
Yeah. Since week one.
But since week one, I mean, he goes for 80-something yards last week with two touchdowns to push Liberty over the top with Lamar.
First and 10 at the 46 for Liberty. Graham's going to hand it off to Roberts. Roberts, oh, you can't stutter step, Kyle. You cannot do that. You got to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
If there's somebody in your way, you got to push them.
Right now,
yeah, you're gobbled up. Loss of a yard on the play, second and 11. Yeah, there's, you know, if you're thinking, well, I get that other step, I can make a cut. It's no.
The field will not allow it.
Right. Blair Oaks passing plays, or you know, kind of their Liberty's playing a zone, and they're just finding the dead areas.
Yep.
Second and 11 for Liberty. Roberts in motion, trips to the left, back to pass. Graham going to work it to Sawyer Morris, and Morris will pick up another set of downs.
Yeah, he goes for about 13 on that pass play.
Good wide receiver screen.
And the little hesitation there to let the blockers get out in front of him.
Yeah.
Smart play there by Sawyer Morris.
Just under 7 minutes to go. First and 10 at the Blair Oaks 42.
First time Liberty's got off into
Blair Oaks
territory here.
Eagles trips to the right. Morris to the left. Shotgun with Rutledge now in motion, rolling to the short side of the field to the right. Another wide receiver screen caught by Melby, and Melby's going to fight for some yards. He'll take it inside the 45 to the 38. Real close to another Liberty first down. Yeah, just about a yard shot.
Be right at the stick somewhere right there. Yeah, they got him marked at the 34. Pick up a 9.
Second and a yard. 6:19 to go. Liberty in four down territory. Eagles needing some points here on this drive. They really need to cash in. Toon out of the shotgun. Rutledge goes in motion, dropping back. Here comes the pressure.
Morris
flushed.
Oh,
he's standing
out there.
He's wide open. He couldn't get it to him. Graham's arm was hit. Some folks are wanting, but his arm was hit. Graham's arm was hit.
It was.
And he was throwing it towards Sawyer Morris. So it is not a penalty. It brings up third and 1. You know, again, here's where you kind of wish you had that under center stuff,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
Because Blair Oaks is so good. Liberty's going to be in the pistol. Trips to the left. Rutledge in the 3-point stance. Here comes motion by Roberts. Takes the snap, and they're going to get it to Rutledge. Rutledge will pick up the first down. Off the right side, and the drive stays alive.
Oh, they got measure?
No.
Okay, there you go.
It's fine.
They finally officially called it.
Yeah. So the ball is now at the Blair Oaks 32-yard line, 5:44 to go in the half, 14-0 Blair Oaks. Play clock down to 12. Liberty breaks the huddle. 5:30 to go. Motion by Parker from right to left. Back pass. Graham looks right, throws it to the left to Melby. And Melby dives to the 30. At short side of the field, it's, you know, you're kind of baiting them. You're thinking the defense is going to cheat to the larger side of the field, but that short side, sometimes big plays can happen. Second and 8 for Liberty. Ball is at the Blair Oaks 31. Just under 5 minutes to go in the half, 14-0. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing. Running the camera, Ricky Smith. You're listening to 96.9 The Fox, Mountain View, Missouri. Trips to the left, motion by Parker. Parker's going to get the handoff. Looks to take it up the middle. Finds a hole. Finds a seam. Dives forward. It's going to be right at the first down marker. Liberty with a little counter.
He was. Liberty kind of, you know, they're finding some success here in this drive, and it was that's kind of what I was alluding to. You got to have something to go into halftime that you can build on.
Well, the little short pass.
Little short pass. It's kind of opening up. You know, it's kind of softening that defensive front right now.
First and 10 for the Eagles. 4:20 to go in the half, 14-0. Blair Oaks. Eagles go trips left. Melby alone to the right. Parker Toon comes to the back. They're going to hand it off to him again. He looks to bounce it outside. Finds some running room. Breaks one tackle. Now he's being chased. He'll pick up nice positive yardage on first down. It'll bring up second and 4. 5. They're going to give him 5. Just under 4 minutes to go in the half. 14-0, Blair Oaks.
3 seconds and 5.
Eagles in that first quarter, they kind of kept it with that, you know, just ground to pound, but Blair Oaks defensive, they're good, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just good.
They're really, really good.
And there's a handoff to Rutledge. Rutledge goes up, running, and
flag
thrown. That could be holding. Usually when the head referee throws it back there, you think it's holding. And then before anybody even knows what the foul is, somebody's screaming at the referee. And the call is going to probably be
chop block. Liberty.
Okay, wait. Chop block on offense, I can buy.
Yeah.
It's the chop block on defense I don't understand.
Well, and I had it explained to me this week, it's like the lead blockers that are coming through, when you hit them below the waist, that's chop block. Like when you're taking out the lead block that's coming through, that's a chop block. You can engage them from the waist up, not the waist down.
If they're engaged, if they're locked with somebody else.
No, not. It was a rule change a couple years ago.
All right, all right.
Because I asked. We've been, you know, going round and round.
If you're an offensive lineman, you have to take on everybody from the waist up.
From the waist up.
Second,
out of your stance, you can go low, but after you're up.
Second and 19, rolling out, looking to throw. Nothing's open. Middle of the field. Oh!
Hampton,
it's picked off by number 8. Melby was open.
He just missed time to
but
jump.
He just, well, it's hard. Again,
yeah, it is.
Jump.
Yeah.
Your feet's going to spin out, but he was open. I think Graham should have just tried to put it right on his numbers, but Liberty turns it over, and that stalls the drive with 2:56 to go.
So it'll be Blair Oaks ball from the 14.
First and 10. Blair Oaks again. They're staying empty. Motion. Takes the handoff. Quarterback right up the middle. Uh-oh. Spins out of a tackle. Breaks another tackle. And it's a foot race. Taking it into Liberty territory. Forced out of bounds by Parker Toon. Tyler backs. Chain flip. I mean, just like that.
Just
the field
like
position
that.
Is flipped. Again, this is happening because Blair Oaks' offensive line is pushing around probably the best D line in the SCA and in the district.
Yeah.
I mean, proof's in the pudding.
44 yards on that pickup.
Set first and 10. Blair Oaks, and they'll hand it off and forced out of bounds. Nothing there, not much there for Lackman. Clock stops with 2:40 on the out-of-bounds play. Well, if you're Liberty, you need a stop right here. You need a stop. Trips to the left on the short side of the field, ball on the near hash. Blackman in motion now. He sets up to the right. Back to pass. Looking to the middle of the field. Wide open and upended, but not before the catch. Number 30 hauls it in. Cooper Peters, and he takes it inside the Liberty 25 to the 24. Blair Oaks using the middle of the field. Again, Liberty playing a zone defense, or that's what it appears to be. And wide receiver pass to the far side, caught, instantly brought down by Parker Toon. Gain of 2, 2nd and 8. That was Rackers, number 5, with that catch. 2nd and 8 for Blair Oaks in motion. Blackman backs, pump fakes, looking down the middle. Oh, he's wide open. Parker Toon got toast, put some jelly on him. He got burned.
That double move right there. Parker bit on the underneath route. The double move, he just got free and got behind him.
And Blair Oaks goes up 20-0 with 1:45. It didn't take him long to score at all. Liberty had some offense going. And then the interception by Graham Toon quickly now results in a 3-touchdown lead for the Falcons of Blair Oaks. The winner of this game will play St. Pius X Festus a week from today in St. Joe. Extra point attempt, snap, low snap, but picked up and no good. So that's been the best news for Liberty offensively all day. Missed the extra point. 20-0, 1:46 to go in the half. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck. Sports.
All right, welcome back. 1:46 to go in the half. Blair Oaks leads 20-0. Eagles' best offensive series was the one prior to this, where they got it into Blair Oaks territory. But the interception ended that drive, and then Blair Oaks turned around and put 6 more on the board. With the kick, it's going to be returnable. Kyle Roberts bobbles it. Now he picks it up, takes it to the right side. You can't hesitate, boys. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you're waiting on something, it's never going to show up. Not in these conditions. You got to go. You got to get going north and south.
Yeah, because and a lot of times your defense is coming, you know, full speed, and when you stop to try to plant, your feet just don't work.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the turf is leaving every time you try to plant.
1st and 10 for the Liberty Eagles at their own 24-yard line. They've got 100 seconds to go in the half. They're down 20-0. Trips to the left. Rutledge in the backfield. Motion. Kyle Roberts. Snap taken. Back to pass. Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
Yep. Graham's having a little bit of trouble. You know, he's freshman, small hands, wet ball.
Wet ball, I mean, this is like a mud pit out here.
So we'll bring up 2nd and 10. Clock stops with 1:37 to go. Let's go. Eagles will break the huddle, 2x2. Motion, Parker Toon from left to right. Back to pass, Graham. Graham. And again, right
that
there.
Ball, yeah, that ball's coming out. He looks down at his hands after he threw that one.
Well, that and the break by Melby, he couldn't.
Yeah.
He went to make the break, and his feet just come right out from under him. Blair Oaks is running everything vertical.
Yep.
You know, they're not, they're just, they're.
And they're not really having to put zip on the ball.
No.
He's able to sit back there and throw
a nice time. Yeah.
A nice ball that's going right over the middle down the seam. You know, he's not having to throw those passes that's coming out, you know, receivers coming out of break to catch those routes.
Third and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. The ball at their own 24-yard line. Trips to the left. Graham rolls to the left. And there's a flag thrown. Holding, possibly the call. And, you know, some circumstances, you know, they decline it because it'd be 4th and 10. Here is a place where they may not. Yep. And it all was declined. Okay. It was. So 4th down, 4th and 10 for Liberty. 90 seconds to go in the half. Liberty needs a good punt right here by Sawyer Morris. You know, fake. I'm not in these conditions.
No.
Punt is off, and it's going to take a Liberty roll. Goes out of bounds.
About the 40
should be 1st and 10. So 1:23 to go in the half. Blair Oaks in control here, 20-0. Big thank you to our sponsors, of course, Mountain View Auto Parts, you know, windshield wiper blades. They're pretty handy on a day like today, and they've got lots of them to choose from. Also, batteries, the cold weather, it's coming, too. It's going to get really cold. You'll know if you need a battery or not. Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust, Liberty Branch, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McDew. Trips to the right for Blair Oaks. Bax has motion, and he's going to keep it and go right up the middle, and Liberty is able to minimize the damage. Short gain for backs. Reed Toon making the play for the Liberty Eagles. Also, we want to thank Greg's Body Shop, Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs, Mountain View Lumber, SBU, Southwest Baptist University, Curt Incorporated, Simmons Bank, the Anchor, Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, back to pass, backs, short pass, oh, across the middle, breaks one tackle, but gobbled up by Rutledge, and that'll be a loss on the play. Because the forward progress is where he was tackled. He broke the tackle and then was tackled back. So no gain. 3rd and 7, 35 seconds and counting. Could be the last play of the half right here. Blair Oaks in control, 20-0. And really, you know, making it go has been the senior quarterback, Tyler Bax. He's been the X factor. And off to the tailback, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 45, and that's going to do it for the half. After one half of play, Blair Oaks with the lead, 20. The Liberty Eagles, 0. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go through first half stats. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrewballChevy.com or GrewballChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrewballChevy.com for West Plains and GrewballChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grewball dealerships. Together, let's drive.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you.
At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. The Liberty Eagles trail Blair Oaks at the half, 20-0. Liberty's not doing anything wrong. Not very explosive offensively. And for the first half, here's the first quarter, Liberty kept it pretty much between tackles, and I love that. I think that was a great idea to kind of keep it there. Second quarter, you know, they kind of opened it up a little bit, and they got things going offensively. But it's been the line of scrimmage, the offensive line for Blair Oaks. I mean, they're lights out, boys
yeah.
and girls.
Yeah, I mean, they're the real deal. I mean, they are, as advertised, the best, hands-down team in Class 2.
Yeah, well, and they're getting it done, and it's the court, you know, their all-state quarterback, Tyler Bax. He's done a fantastic job running the ball on the quarterback draws. But the thing about it, he's selling it, you know. He's not just getting the snap and then taking off.
Right.
He's getting that shotgun snap, you know, and he's giving it one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then he's taking off. He's given his O-line time to get into the way or get into a position to where they can get a push, and then he's, you know, he's getting some good yards. He's had one good run. One big run, but and it was, what, 15 yards?
He had one. The big one was 44.
Oh, 44, excuse me. Yeah, that's right. That was in late here. But,
yeah.
But you know, it's not been so much that Blackman and, you know, Dapkus has been hurting Liberty. It's been Bax that's
yep.
been doing it and that O-line. Now, Liberty, offensively, you know, Graham, he's been having to deal with some pressure, but he's done a really good job dealing with it. It just, you know, small hands, wet ball, big game, windy, you know, Bax is, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
He's not having any trouble throwing the football. But the routes that, you know, we're seeing from Blair Oaks, they're doing double moves, but it's more of a hesitation
yeah.
and then go. And they've been able to get behind the Liberty defense. And again, it looks like Liberty is playing like a cover three almost is what it looks like. And Blair Oaks is just sitting in those empty areas.
Yeah, they're just sitting down. They're just sitting down in those open zones there. You know, in that first half, Blair Oaks goes for 132 on the ground, 100 yards through the air, 252 total yards offense.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're looking at a hog pit that
yes.
we're playing in right now, and they're still able to produce that kind of those kind of numbers. They score on an 18-yard pass and a 9-yard pass and then a 4-yard run. Liberty on the other side goes for 19 on the ground, 47 through the air, 66 total yards.
And most of that was
one drive
yeah.
in the second quarter.
And, you know, and again, like I'll say it again, earlier, you know, Liberty was, you know, three and out, but it was conservative. It was, to a certain degree, effective enough to let these boys never been here.
Yeah.
To kind of let them know what they're up against.
Yeah, it's, you're getting your feet wet. The first two drives is kind of a measuring
mm-hmm.
stick of the kids that's straight across from you. You're learning the tempo of the game. You're learning what you can't do, what you can do. And, but, you know, it's a hard pill when you're up against a team like this Blair Oaks team that
yeah.
is just, I mean, they're just athletes at every position.
Right. Well, and, you know, Liberty threw that interception. There was 2:56 to go in the half, and it was thrown. The interception was inside the 10-yard line.
Yep.
Or right around the 10-yard line. And, again, you know, wet ball, small hands. We'll see what type of adjustments Liberty can make. The one, they're going to have to get a bigger push
yeah.
at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
you know, defensively, Liberty's kind of going with a little bit of a, looks like a hybrid defense as far as, you know, they're running more linebackers than they're running D linemen.
Right.
You've got, Liberty's got two D linemen with their hands in the dirt. And I, maybe in the second half, look for Liberty to beef that up a little bit. You know, try to do something, should give it a little different look. But, hey, it, you know, the mountain is high, the mountain is steep. But,
I mean, they're battle tested, these kids, for Blair Oaks. I mean, they've been here and done that, you know, in class three last year. And it's like, you know, you've got the Bats kid, the senior. Every kid that's coming out of the backfield right now are juniors or seniors. You know, you're not having to play the freshmen or the sophomores.
Yeah.
You know, these are kids that have won 30-some-odd ball games in their career.
They lost one game last year. And so they played 15, so they were basically 14-1, and now they're 13, and so they're on a pretty good run.
So I mean, you're playing kids that are very well educated in what playoff football is.
Yep. Well, so. 20-0 is where we're at. Blair Oaks with the lead. We will come back with the second half from a rainy mist here in Mountain View. 20-0, Blair Oaks. It's Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Dylan Groves here in the studio with you here on this rainy Saturday afternoon as we're having state playoff football. And we'll go ahead and check out your weather forecast before we send it back to the nest. Here at the studios in West Plains, currently 40 degrees. Going to see rain most of the day. Showers mainly before 4 o'clock this afternoon. And tonight we'll see an overnight low of 21. Scattered showers, then mostly cloudy skies. For your Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. We'll see wind chill values dipping as low as 10 degrees. It's going to be really cold. Partly cloudy and a low of 18 Sunday night. 32 as your daytime high on Monday. And then we'll see a chance of some snow showers Monday night. 19 as the overnight low. But sunshine returns back into the forecast on Tuesday with a high near 38. We've been having some issues during the first half with our video stream. If you purchase that through Misha and have been having some delays, it looks like now Jim might have to correct me here, but we've been having some issues with it, but it looks like we should have that up about now from what I'm seeing here. So if you did purchase it and you was thinking, dang, it's just too long to wait, you might be able to log back into that now and not have any more issues. So hopefully that's resolved. Second half is coming up here in just a few minutes. It's state playoff football here on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Parts City.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Parts City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Parts City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
All right, welcome back. As we get ready for the second half of this Class 2 semifinal football game at the Nest in Mountain View, Blair Oaks leads the Liberty Eagles 20-0. Liberty really had one good opportunity, and that was spoiled late in the second. And it's just been... again, a really good job by Blair Oaks, you know, at the line of scrimmage and their quarterback. He set the tone. He has set everything up with his quarterback draws.
Yeah.
Just running straight. And again, that really, you know, offensive line doing a fantastic job creating leverage and holes. But then other things opened. on the edges, on the outside. Liberty, they let too many receivers get behind them.
Yeah.
And then when they kind of remedied that, Blair Oak said, okay, we're going to throw it in the middle of the field. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
They just bring a player. It's either number 30, Peters, or number 40, Ratterman. They just they just get in the middle of the field, sit down, turn around, look at the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they're so well-disciplined. And, I mean, this is a well-coached, well-disciplined team. They're taking what Liberty's giving them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not creating these huge 60-yard plays. They're going after the sevens, the eights, the tens, the fours, whatever's open.
Yeah.
I mean, once Liberty starts, you know, falling back and taking away some of those passing lanes, Bax is just taking off from the quarterback position. And, I mean, he's like, if you're going to give me seven, I'm going to take seven.
Yeah. Well, and they've had really good field position. Liberty has been having to play on their own end the entire first half. You know, I mean, if Blair Oaks got it and they had a substantial drive they had to do, well, they were starting it near the 40. You know, 37, I think, is the deepest that an offensive series has started to where Liberty, on the other hand, you know, they've been at the 20. Their first drive started at the 20, and most of their drives have been starting inside the 30, 25-yard line, and it's just hard to been able to get much going.
Yep.
But we've got another half to go. Liberty trails 20-0. We've got about 90 seconds. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half kickoff. It's Liberty Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
And welcome back. Eagles are set to kick it off to the Blair Oak Falcons, who lead 20-0. And we'll get the second half underway. And it's going to be a squib kick, and it's going to be picked up. Ooh, at the 40 and returned. And again, great field position. First and 10 from the 49 for Blair Oaks. So another short field on a muddy field. Adjustments. What type of adjustments do you think Coach Acklin, you know?
You almost have to go back into the spy game, you know, with your, like a read tune when Bax is running the ball.
I mean,
you can't let him take off and beat you.
Wing to the left, in motion, two receivers. Wide receiver screen to the near side, breaks a couple tackles, and is brought down in Liberty territory. It's 45. And that's Brady Dapkus with the catch, and he'll pick up 7, 2nd and 3. The short passes, but they're catching them. Trips left, now motion coming across. Lackman sets up on the right. Ooh, that's a false start, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of time back for Dax. And there's a wide open receiver, 21. Breaks the tackle.
He's gone.
He's gone. That's six more for the Falcons. Taking it in, Hayden Lackman. And that is a 44-yard touchdown reception. And Blair Oaks goes up six more.
Whew.
I didn't see Liberty defensively what they, you know, are they moving with the motion? You know, is anybody following? Because, I mean, there's, you know, 23 you got to follow, 21 you got to follow, 5 you got to account for, and then the quarterback. But they've shown the two tight ends, Ratterman 40 and Peters 30, 2-point conversion, back to throw it into the end zone, wide open, 2 points. And they're just picking Liberty apart.
They are.
28-0. Just like that, it took Blair Oaks 46 seconds to get six more points. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. It's Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. Blair Oaks set to boot it off. Deep to return is Parker Toon, and also you got Kyle Roberts, Jasper Melby back there. Up men will be Wyatt Cox, and I believe on the other side, that is Ellett, I believe, number 11. Uh-oh, kicked right at Wyatt Cox. He picked it up. Fights for a couple yards, breaks a tackle, spins out of another tackle, drags the players forward. He's moving Blair Oaks Falcons and takes it all the way out to the 45. What a return by Wyatt Cox.
Yeah, he was hit about the 35, and it took him to about the 45 for him to finally get him down.
I think he liked it.
I think he did. I think he liked it.
So he's going to stay out on the field. First and 10, Liberty. Good field position. First and 10 at their own 46. But they're down 28. They're down four touchdowns. Eagles are going to go offset eye pistol. And they're going to hand it to Wyatt Cox, who lowers his shoulder.
Boom!
He's met at the Blair Oaks 49, but he'll pick up five on the carry. Told you he liked it.
He did.
Second and five for Liberty in Blair Oak territory for the second time. Out wide to the far side, Kyle Roberts. Two receivers to the right. Eagles will go offset in the backfield. Fakes the handoff. Going to throw it to Parker. Parker Toon breaks one tackle. He'll pick up a couple. See where they spot him. And he'll pick up. Oh, they're going to say he lost a yard. So third and four. We got 10th in front of us, so we can't really tell.
I'm looking at the sideline. They gave him credit for about a yard.
Okay. Eagles will go pistol. And again, they're going to hand it off to Cox. Cox will take it off the left side. He's going to be brought down just shy of the Falcon 45. He'll get it to the 46, and he'll bring up fourth and two. And, you know, at this point, if you're Liberty, you got to go for it, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, this is no worse field position than they're starting from all the whole game.
Right. But it does not. No, Liberty's going to punt. They're going to try and flip the field. That's how it looks.
Celebrity going.
Jumbo.
Oh, and they get it to, the big man, and
he's going to be stopped short. I think they've got him marked short. The far judge does.
The far judge.
The one close to us here has got him. It's going to be right at the stick.
No, turnover on downs. Needed about two and a half. Needed two and a half or so, but just about half a yard short. First and 10, Blair Oaks. And the drive will start at their own 45. 8:52 on the clock here in the third. 28-0, Blair Oaks. Blair Oaks, again, they'll run a single wing shotgun. Now they're just double tied in. Jet sweep. Oh, quarterback draw and spins off one tackle. Jaron Rutledge tried to make the hit, but a player like backs, you hitting them's not going to.
No.
You got to wrap them up. You got to be willing to go to the dirt with them.
Yep.
That's so. Second and four, gain of six. Ball at the Liberty 49. Backs takes the snap. This time on the sweep, they get it outside, and Blair Oaks will pick up the first down and be forced out of bounds at the Liberty 38. You know, again, when the rain stops, this field in places will give you a little bit of footing in places.
Yeah.
Not the best, but it's all
going to be from the hash to the sideline.
Yes. First and 10, Blair Oaks fakes the handoff, back to pass, back, middle of the field, wide open receiver, six more, touchdown, 21, Blackman punches it in. And again, Liberty's secondary is getting torched. But, you know, Tyler Backs, he's not getting touched when he's back to pass.
Yeah, I mean, he's not been pressured. He's not had to move out of the pocket.
No, he's sitting there.
He's sitting there. And he's looking, you know, third, fourth options.
Yeah. Yep. He's able to look from left all the way across to the right and then go back.
And, you know, and that's a testament to this offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, we said it from the first possession.
Extra point attempt. Snap is good. The kick is up. And it is good. 35-0, 8:11 to go in the third. It's all Blair Oaks. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the kick. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Men. All right, welcome back. 35-0, 8:11 to go in the third, and Eagles set for a kick return. Blair Oaks in control here. They're averaging 50-plus a game. Kick is taken at the 20 by Parker Toon. Parker's going to try and reverse it. Gets outside. He breaks one tackle. Now he needs to beat another man. Tries to get to the edge. He does. And he's able to cut it upfield and bring it out to the 30. Oh, there you go. Brand new football. And the official drops it. Way to go, man.
As if it wasn't bad enough.
Got a dry football and the official drops it. Ball will be spotted again, well, up to 31 on the far hash over towards airport. Looking at your radio dial left or right, Liberty will be working to the right, the north end zone. 7:21, mercy clock now is in effect. Eagles out of the shotgun. Motion by Parker Toon from left to right. They'll hand it to Parker. Parker tries to take it up the middle, and it's just clogged up. Not much there.
they'll probably give him a yard. Blair Oaks comes up with the football, but play was blown dead. So second and nine for Liberty. Seconds and counting on the play clock. 6:38 counting on the game clock. Eagles will go with trips to the right. Leave Melby's out wide. Robert in motion, back to pass. Caught by Melby, and Melby will be met shy of the 35 to the 34. And it will bring up third and seven. We got a lot of folks parked in their rigs over on the across the highway. They're staying dry and they got their heater on.
Yeah.
Smart group of folks over there. Third and long for Liberty. Sawyer Morris out wide to the left by himself. Shotgun. Dropping back to pass. Graham, here comes pressure. He's picked up and intercepted.
No, incomplete.
Incomplete. Hits the grass. Pass was intended for Roberts. Reading it and trying to jump the route. Flosser, number 16. Fourth and long, and the Eagles will have to punt it away. Sawyer Morris, most punts he's had in the game in forever. Ever, I think. For Liberty, anyway. Good snap. Punt is off, and it's going to be a Liberty roll, and it will be down right near the 15, they'll probably spot it at the 16. First and 10, Blair Oaks.
First and 10, Blair Oaks.
4:35 in counting. It was a tight, 7-0 after one.
Yep.
And at the half, it was
20-0.
Blair Oaks has scored twice here in the third, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
On two big pass plays, 44-yard and a 38-yard.
They scored 14 seconds on the first one. Backs out of the shotgun. It's a handoff running up the middle. Short gain on the play. Brings up second down. Lackman, the ball carrier, 21. Last year in the championship game, Class 3, Lackman and Dapkus did not play, and they still won the Class 3 championship. Trips to the right for backs. Going to run the jet sweep. Able to get outside. Tries to stutter step. Uh-oh, getting beat. Paxton Hunter. And that will be enough for another Falcon first down.
Pick up about 10 there.
First down, Blair Oaks at the
28-yard line. Falcons will move out wide. Ratterman, number 40, inside, coming across. Look for the handoff, and it is the number 5. He gets it to the outside, and he's forced out of bounds. Ratkers, and the drive stays alive, and the chains move again. It's gotten kind of quiet.
It sure has.
Still continuing to rain a little bit. First and 10, Blair Oaks. Motion. Quarterback rolls out, finds his target, and he steps out of bounds. That's going to be a pickup of 6 or 7. You know, Blair Oaks, you said it earlier, you know, they're not really picky. They're not pushing anything. They're just
taking what what Liberty's given them.
You know, Eddie Rodriguez over here, cornerback on this near side to the press box. Again, Liberty, he's given quite a cushion, coming out wide. Blair Oaks will go with deuces to the left, wing to the left, one receiver to the right, motion, and it's going to be handed off to the wing, and he's going to drive it out across the 45, down to the 43. Tackle made by Titus. Is that Jester? No, that's not Jester. That was Paxton Hunter, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Number six. First and 10. 65 seconds to go in the third. 35-0. Blair Oaks, you know, just milking the clock. They get it under a minute. So they'll run one more play here in the third. Shotgun and timeout. Blair Oaks will take one as well. It's semifinal Class 2 football on 96.9 The Fox. Blair Oaks leads Liberty 35-0, back in 60.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
First and 10 for the Falcons. Ball at the Liberty 43. 35-0. Blair Oaks. Backs out of the gun. Going to be a quick pass to the right side. Tackle made at the Liberty 35. And that was to Brady Dapkus.
Respect to number 23, Brady Dapkus.
You know, Bax has not had a problem at all with the grip on the football.
No.
You know, what the one they got him listed at 6'2", 180. Second and two. 17 seconds to go in the third. And it's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle. Diving forward to the 31. And that's enough for a first down. And that is the close of the third. After three, it's been all Blair Oaks. They lead 35-0 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 35-0 and Blair Oaks in control. They're driving the bus, the semi, the minivan, the electric car, whatever you want to call it. They're driving it. And it'll be first and 10 for Blair Oaks at Liberty's 30-yard line. Tyler backs out of the shotgun, wing right motion. Fakes the handoff, back to pass, middle of the field, wide open.
Boom.
And a hit. Rodriguez. But again, makes the stop. That tight end drag just right down the seam.
40 and 30, yeah. Just. And again, you know, there's no cuts. There's no, they're just running straight. Liberty not able to just, you know, play man with the speed and the athleticism that Blair Oaks possesses. And it's first and goal for Blair Oaks. Hand off, getting outside, breaking the tackle, fighting for the end zone, touchdown. And the Blair Oaks Falcons get six more, 41-0. And that was 23, Brady Dapkus with the score.
Touchdown, Blair Oaks.
The mud now is starting to cover the jersey numbers. 11:07, extra point attempt on the way by the Falcons. Snap is good, the hold is good, the kick is up, and it's good. 42-0, Blair Oaks, 11:07 to go. We'll come back with the kick. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 42-0, Blair Oaks. And again, you know, good job by the Falcons. I mean, they're finding the empty spots in the Liberty zone. They're setting down, and you know, they've just been pretty much been able to do what they've wanted to. Eagles set to return. Kickoff is caught. Back at about the 14-yard line. Getting outside. Now some running room. Breaking one tackle. Forced out of bounds. Good return.
Melby.
Yep, by Melby. So the Eagles will have really good field position at their own 49. Best field position they've had to start a drive. First and 10, Liberty. 10:35 to go in regulation, 42-0. It's been all Blair Oaks. Liberty has had some moments when they were able to move the ball in the second, but very little. Eagles will go 2x2. Shotgun. Motion by Kyle Roberts, back to pass, Graham Toon. Looking downfield, throwing one up. Almost picked off. Pass was intended for Sawyer Morris. You know, the strength of this Blair Oaks defense, and this was from the coach, is his secondary.
Yeah.
Second and 10.
And I will say that the weakness to the Liberty defense is their secondary.
Yeah.
And that goes back to, we, you know, I haven't had to play anybody that has a super strong receiving core.
Right.
And you know, we play 12 football games and not have to guard anybody.
Back to pass, Graham misses his intended receiver again, Sawyer Morris.
So Liberty sees something with the matchup with Sawyer, and he's being matched up with Shea Linehart, 29. Liberty's kind of went that direction a couple times here. Brings up third and 10. Under 9 minutes to go in regulation. Liberty slow to come out of the huddle. Their body language, they're
I think that they're feeling it a little bit. Trips to the right. Graham Toon takes the snap, drops straight back. Looks intended for Parker Toon. Ball was thrown too far away, and it will be three and out, fourth and 10. You go for it, right? I mean, what do you got? Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you're at the 50.
It looks like Liberty's going to punt, so. Again, the conditions do not favor a fake punt at all. No one back to receive for Blair Oaks. They feel pretty confident. They're able to move the football. Low snap. Kick is off. It's a line drive, and we'll be down at the 15-yard line. So first and 10, Blair Oaks at their own 15. 7:40 and counting to go. 42-0, Blair Oaks. You know, this is one of those games that, you know, you can kind of look back at the Grove game and say, you know, Liberty just did not play very good. There was some players that was shifted around. You know, the Thayer game, you can look at, well, there was, you know, Reed Toon didn't play and the snaps and all that. Liberty had all kinds of yardage and defensively did pretty much everything they needed to do. The pick six definitely didn't help, but this game here, I mean, you can't argue it. You can't say anything other than tip your hat to Blair Oaks.
I mean,
they're really good football team.
They are legit good.
Hand off, draw play up the middle. Tackle made by Liberty. Bouchon makes this tackle. You know, that's something. How many times have we mentioned D linemen today making tackles?
Yeah, not very many.
Ozaya. And then Bouchon, right?
Bouchon.
There. Gain of three. It'll be second and 7. As we sneak up on 6 minutes to go, Blair Oaks again, no hurry. They're going to snap it down once the play clock is at single digits. Motion, and it's going to be another handoff up the middle.
Nope
quarterback, keeper. Good, nice fake right there. That faked me out. I thought for sure Dampkus had it. But it was Bax, the quarterback, and he brings it out across the 30 to the 31, and that's enough for a Falcon first down. 5:40 to go. 42-0. Blair Oaks. Some folks, you know, you might even have time to climb up in a deer stand or a shooting house or something.
Yeah, it's one of those.
What is it, the chronic waste disease?
Yeah,
extended season. Handoff again. It's going to be a dive play, and Wyatt Cox makes the stop at the 35. But again, I can't say enough about the Blair Oaks offensive line. They've done, you know, Bo Brown, senior, Matt Stockman, a senior, Andrew A. Holt, a senior, Braden Schaefer, a junior. They've done, and Caden Schulte, a senior. I mean, that's, you know, four seniors, and that's all they're offensive linemen. They don't play defensive line.
Yeah.
They're just offensive line. The snap, loose football, and Bax was able to gather it up and then dive forward to bring up third and short. As we're at 4:25 to go.
Play up to the 30-yard line. Third and 3.
Fantastic season for the Liberty Eagles, regardless. We know what the outcome of this game is. But, you know, made it to the Class 2 semifinals. District champions. 10-win season. Hand off up the middle, and that time Liberty's able to make the stop. Clock continues to tick, and it brings up fourth down.
Bouchon and Reed tune with the stop there at the line of scrimmage.
Right here, Falcons can pretty much end it if they can pick up a first down. And they're going to go for it on fourth and two. I'm saying it's backs all the way. Nobody else but Tyler backs. He's going to get under center.
I'm going to call timeout.
Timeout, yeah.
Play clock got down to one.
So they may punt. So second time Liberty is forced to Blair Oaks punt today. But it's been all Blair Oaks. Liberty offensively, they just really not been able to get much going. How many carries does Rutledge have?
Rutledge has carried the ball five times.
He needed about 15 more.
Yeah. But, I mean,
what do you
how
do?
Many offensive plays have we ran?
We've not had very many. I mean, the time of possession. I mean, we've been three and out, three and out, three and out.
Yeah.
We had one sustaining drive.
One drive, and the rest is three and out.
Yeah. Blair Oaks is going to go for it. They come out. Backs in the shotgun. Again, I would key 100% on the quarterback draw. I would sell out on the quarterback draw. Backs gets the snap. No, it's going to be a punt, and it is off fall on it. It hit a Blair Oak Falcon. So first and 10 Liberty. They'll have it at their own 46-yard line. 3:08 in regulation. Can the Liberty Eagles get the goose egg off? That's going to be the question. Small moral victories right here. Blair Oaks will bring their defense out again. They don't have anybody that platoons. It's 11 offensive players, 11 defensive players. You will not see any offensive players out there on defense. And number four, Vander Hallford. Now he's their kicker on kickoff. He plays defense, but, pretty much, they play 33. First and 10, Liberty again. They're going to go heavy in the backfield. Uh-oh, it's dropped and picked up by Wyatt Cox.
I was going to say, he about fell down trying to get to the exchange.
.219 and counting. But, you know, these young men here, Liberty Eagles, they've made history.
Yep. This first Final Four appearance for the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah, there's only four teams left. Liberty got the bad draw for sure. Pistol. And they'll get it to Rutledge. And Jaron will bring it out across the 50 to the Blair Oaks 49. That's kind of what I thought we'd see more of, just north and south, Blair, you know, possibly even we've seen it, but having Reed tune in the backfield, just go heavy monster more so.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not what Liberty is. They like to throw it around, and it's got them to a state semifinal football game. They just ran into a juggernaut.
They sure did.
Third and five for Liberty. Shotgun. Back to pass, and they'll get it to Roberts. And Roberts is able to catch it.
I was going to say, if he got one.
The one thing, though, you know, Liberty, again, in these conditions, they're Blair Oaks, they get the football, they go straight ahead on a run. Blair Oaks, they catch the football, they just go straight. They're not waiting on anything, they're not trying to plant, they're just taking what's there and they go. 4th and 4, and this is going to be the final play of the ball game. Blair Oaks will move on to the championship game to take on St. Pius X Festus.
And it's going to be a handoff to Rutledge, and Rutledge brings it to the 45, and that's going to be the ball game. Congratulations to the Blair Oak Falcons. They will be in the state championship game 1 week from today in St. Joseph, Missouri. I believe 3:30 is when that game will start. Congratulations to the Falcons, but more so, congratulations to a fantastic Liberty High School football team. They definitely made the statements and made it to the semifinals, but again, they just ran into a buzzsaw in the Blair Oak Falcons, falling 42-0. It's basketball season, and we'll have basketball for you Tuesday night from Couch. So, and you know, the one thing, Liberty's basketball coach, he's here. He's a nervous man. He's been the most nervous man on the planet because, you know, 80% of his basketball team is playing football. And, you know, nobody, there's bumps and bruises, but all Liberty Eagles are upright, and they have a lot to be proud of. I know it stings right now. It hurts. It burns. Not getting shut out in this fashion, being dominated. But what a great season.
Oh, what a run. A historic run.
Yeah.
I mean, this team has made it farther than any other team in the past. What'll we end up? 10-3?
10-3.
So, I mean, a 10-win season.
Yeah.
I mean, how many Liberty football players can say they won 10 football games in a year?
Right.
I mean, there's just a handful of them.
There's been a little slew of 12 wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's been some 10 wins. But the thing that they cannot be denied is a lot of these teams, you know, the 08-09 and the 10 and the 11 and the 12 and the 13 and the 14 and the 15, you know, the 6 was, it all ended in the quarterfinal game.
Yeah, and it all ended against juggernaut teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, Once you get past that district, every team that you play is the best wherever they came from.
Well, there's only four teams left.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets sorted out through nutrition as far as, now are there some teams that could have beat, you know, because they lost in their districts and they weren't able to advance? Oh, yeah, that argument could always be made. But after the quarterfinals, you make it to the semifinals, it's usually going to be the four of the top eight teams in the state in that class has made it through.
Oh, yeah, and this year is no different. I mean, granted, Liberty was on the side that Blair Oak was on,
yeah,
knowing that, you know, Class 3 state champions,
nine returning,
the classification comes out, they dropped down to Class 2. Before football season even started,
yeah,
Blair Oaks was the, I mean,
head, shoulders,
yeah,
favorite.
They were the favorite. I mean, everybody had already deemed them,
yeah,
going to play for the state title in Class 2 this year.
Yeah, number one all year long, and deservedly so. I mean, they are a fantastic football team, and congratulations to, you know, Coach LePage and his staff and Blair Oaks. Just a really, man, you know, go get it now. Go,
yeah,
go finish. Just go finish.
Go finish
now.
It.
But again, enough cannot be said about this 2025 Liberty Eagle football team and you know, Coach Jansen Acklin. There was, you know, we thought Liberty would be pretty good, you know, and Liberty let one get away from there. That was one that you just, you know,
I mean,
just kind of, but here's the thing. Thank you very much there, Bobcats, because that kind of helped.
Yep.
You know, hey, you need to work on this. And Liberty got better, you know, from that point on, you know, the bad snaps and the penalties. And then, you know, the Mountain Grove game, that was...
After the Mountain Grove game, that was like a total reset.
Well, Liberty changed.
Liberty,
they put
changed,
Graham.
They made the switch, you know, the quarterback switch, and then made some adjustments on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, it was positive. You know, changes that had a positive outcome for the rest of this season.
Yeah.
And, you know, Liberty wins out. What, they win, six straight?
they were 6 in a row coming into this game.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, coming back, you know, for Liberty, of course, you know, we'll have Reed Toon coming back. Paxton Hunter will return. Jasper Melby will return. Roger Hafner, Wyatt Cox, Matthew Brooks, Brian Thompson, Preston Smothers, Caden Day Garner will be returning for Liberty. Big graduating class, you know, again, you can't say enough. These seniors, Kyle Roberts, Parker Toon, Eddie Rodriguez, Titus Jester, Jaron Rutledge, Hayden Oziah, Tucker Thomas, Matt Bouchon, Tyler Glasscock, Carl Lucas, and Sawyer Morris. And also returning, Liberty, there'll be no question who the quarterback's going to be next year.
That's correct.
You know, with Graham Toon. He'll be a year older. You know, Graham, the one thing that a huge advantage that Blair Oaks had, they had a seasoned vet senior quarterback that he was the difference maker. Now, Blair Oaks had players that stepped up and made plays, and Liberty had the athletes to be able to step up and make plays. But what made it go, what got it going, was Tyler Vax, because, you know, Liberty, the quarterback draw up there, and he was able to get those dirty, hard-fought, tough yards and to force Liberty defensively to adjust a little bit, and then that just kind of opened up the passing
the
game.
Secondary.
Yeah, and the Liberty secondary, you know, they good athletes and all that, but, I mean, that's kind of been a little bit of, you know, suspect.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it a little bit in some games where some opponents, they were able to get some plays on Liberty secondary, but for the most part, the game was at hand. You know, Mountain Grove took advantage of Liberty secondary.
Yep.
They're really, you know, they're not a thrower. They really struggle throwing the football. They're a ground and pound, and when they run into an opponent that forces them to throw it, they really struggle. And so, you know, it's a process, and, you know, you just want to get next year, you know, the next opportunity, you want to go a little further, and you want to go a little further. But, hey, it was a fantastic season for the Liberty Eagles, and, I mean, there is not a thing to drop your head about. It stings right now, not going further, having an opportunity to make it to your first ever championship game. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's a great, fantastic season. There were four teams left in Class 2, and the Liberty Eagles were one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So when the final rankings come out, Liberty is going to be
third or fourth,
you know, and that's a pretty big deal right there. But now it's off to basketball season, and if I may, Liberty basketball season, you know, I mean, it should be a lot of fun. So the last few years, you know, the Nest, these basketball games has not really been as full as it normally is. And folks, on a Tuesday and Friday night, man, these home games, there's nothing else to do. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fun year for Liberty Eagle basketball, and you can be part of it. Tuesday nights, we will be at Couch, first basketball game. And JV will start at 6, provided there's a JV game, or, you know, if it's a half or if it's full JV game, we'll kind of keep you informed on that. But Tuesday night, we've got Liberty Eagle basketball, and Liberty playing this deep into the football season. Be patient with this basketball team.
And I think the athletic director said the Thursday game,
the Donovan
game, has been postponed and rescheduled
until later. Yeah.
So just to give these kids some time to kind of get into the rhythm of the basketball season.
They ain't got any. It's December. Monday,
December
1. So
it's go time.
It is. And you know what? I think if you went up and you asked Parker and Jaron and Melby, all these basketball players are playing football, you guys want to wait a little bit? Everybody like, hell no. Let's go, man. You know, we'll rest this weekend. And of course, Coach Harrell, like I said, he was the most nervous man on the planet, because in small classification, basketball, football, baseball, you know, one player get chipped up, dinged up, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But Liberty, knock on wood, they stayed healthy and made it through, and it is now basketball season.
It is basketball season.
So it's going to be a good time. Hey, we also have our ORN Fall Sports Banquet, and that is coming up a week from this Sunday, December 7th. And it will be live video streamed. All the SEA schools, the West Plains Zizzers, Mountain Home Bombers, Salem Greyhounds, and Highland Rebels will all be part of that. It's volleyball and it's football. Awards will be handed out. And again, it will be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Myself will be there. Ricky will be there. Tyler will be there. And, you know, you'll see a lot of the area's best get recognized. There'll be Coach of the Year in volleyball, Coach of the Year in football, Player of the Year in football, Player of the Year in volleyball. Liberty has done really well in that over the years past, and it's been a great ride, but it is a special moment. And again, that's December 7th is when the ORN Fall Sports Banquet will take place. For Tyler, for Ricky, I'm Gary Lee, saying what a fantastic Liberty Eagle football season, but it's now time for basketball. Congratulations to the Blair Oak Falcons on a fantastic run, but your job is not done yet. You've got another game to take care of. Go get it done. Bring home a back-to-back state championship. We wish you all the best. And for all of you out there listening and watching, God bless. Good afternoon, and we'll see you Tuesday for Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.